Wyman family, four Shlema, four Etla, right Riva, Basara, Shvi, or four Shlema, Bakar of Mamish.
Amen.
To understand this sugya, you want to know, it's a basic question, the concept of a halacha, like, you know, something like our mitzvah. And in Judaism, we look at, there are certain things that are like extra credit. Anybody knows anything that's just like, just plain extra credit? Certain things are just extra credit in Judaism. Mitzvah, hider mitzvah.
Like a better esrei.
Like a better esrei. Yeah. Nicer oil for your menorah. What about a minhag? Now, we are the minhag fool in Judaism. A minhag is something that could be important. Does anybody know any minhag from the prophets?
Yamko?
No, that's a Gemara thing. From the prophets. Chag Zechari Malachi, the Gemara brings down the sukkah, which we're soon going to learn. Arava. Banging Arava. Arava is what is, well, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's a minhag nevi'im or a yesod nevi'im. This shaila about how we look at Arava, which we're going to explain in a moment, is brought down in the Gemara and Sukkah. We have it on the third page, on the bottom of the, which means it's back to back. So the third page on the bottom of the page. The machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And anybody who's doing Kenyan Masechta, it would be a joy for them to look at this piece. Rabbi Yochanan Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We're not running away from this Gemara. This Gemara we're going to analyze, take apart. God Amr once says, Arava, this idea of Arava, Hashan Arava, we take that, those willows, the weeping willows, and he says it's Yesod Nevi'im. It's the foundation from prophets.
The clapping,
yeah. What else do you do with it? You hold it, and you clap it. The God Amr once says, Arava is Minhag Nevi'im. What's the difference? So it's a very good question. Rashi says what the difference is. In order to be able to understand the difference, we have to give you one hakdama, which is every time you don't listen to the rabbis, when the rabbis make a mitzvah, for example, Megillah, you're over a deraisa. Did you know that? Well, according to Shmuel, Loi Sasser. What does Loi Sasser mean? God says, listen to the rabbis, because the rabbis are making rules, they're making laws, and you have to listen to them. Megillah is not in the Torah. It's just not. Chanukah is not in the Torah. Someone who doesn't listen to the rabbis violate Loi Sasser, because God says, do not turn away from what they say. Now, what about if the rabbis in how do you say, institute a minhag? Is that also something you have to listen? According to Rashi, no. You don't, Loi Sasser, it doesn't fall under that. Okay? It doesn't fall under that. Meaning, if it's a takana, then yes. If it's a minhag, then no. Easy? Clear?
Does that mean the minhag is a nice thing to do?
You could say it's a nice thing to do. You could say minhag is Gehenim, and you could find all different sources. I'm talking about halachically. Do you get an Isser Deiraisa of Loi Sasser by not listening to the rabbis?
Topic.
When it comes to a minhag. You could say that. So, what? They're not minhagim, they're takana, the rabbana. They're not minhagim. Arava is minhagim. Tanaka is not a minhag. Purim is not a minhag. Arava, it may be yesod nevi'im or minhag nevi'im. Rashi says that if it's a minhag nevi'im, you're not over on Loi Sasser. This is where Rashi brings down the seven lines from the top of Rashi when it said yesod nevi'im. Rashi says that filu b'chal Loi Sasser lesa, it's not even included in Loi Sasser. You get a mitzvah. However, one thing you wouldn't be able to do is you wouldn't be able to say the bracha of the tzivan. I have a question. You make a bracha on lulav the second day?
You do.
Do you make a bracha on yontif the second day? Make a bracha on hadlakas ner chanukah? V'tzivanu? Ashek l'shanu b'mizoy v'tzivanu? How is the Kadosh Baruch Hu commanding us to light? Kadosh Baruch Hu never commanded us to light. Loi sasser. So Rashi understands that this command to light means you have to listen to the rabbis. So you know what the commandment is. We never even think about it. Ashek l'shanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. Hashem commanded us. Where did he command us? Not listen to the rabbis. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says that when it comes to Arava, if it's a minhag nevi'im, That means it's only a minug. A minug diyotno v'tzivanu. And the reason why diyotno v'tzivanu, you wouldn't make a bracha on it, is because the rabbis didn't command it to be done. Maybe they said it's a nice thing, they didn't command it. So therefore, since they didn't command it, if one doesn't do it, they're not getting that avera, and they can't say v'tzivanu. But if it's yesod nevi'im, then it's a takana that you have to do and you have to listen. This is the question that the Gemara says. Beautiful. We don't make a bracha on the Rava. Nobody makes a bracha on the Rava. Correct. Now, what about another minhag that we will find? So I'm going to show you a minhag that we will find. It's a Gemara in Tainus. This Gemara in Tainus is a Gemara that follows the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara in Erechin says that there's 18 days that we say how. 18 days. That's what the Gemara in Erechin brings down. Rosh Chodesh is not included in those days.
12 already.
We do not say on Rosh Chodesh Hal. It's not instituted. Hal, no. This whole thing of Hal on Rosh Chodesh is not. And I'm going to tell you very simply, we don't say Hal on Rosh Chodesh. You know how I know? We don't say the whole Hal. We are medallic. We skip out. You want to know why we skip out? You ever thought of why? Nobody knows. Half. Why half? The answer is because we're not supposed to be saying Hal. There's no such thing. I'm only saying according to one way in the Rosh Hashanah. One way in the Rosh Hashanah is there's no real din to say Hal in Rosh Chodesh. Now, because it's not in the 21 days that you're supposed to say Hal.
18.
The 18 days. Okay? And the Gemara in Erechin asks, by the way, why don't we say in a Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says that it wasn't Akdish Ba'asiyas Malacha. You're allowed to do malacha. So it's not considered a mayed in the extent that it's going to be required in having howl on Rosh Chodesh. What? Now you're going to ask me, so why do we do it? Great question. So you know who wanted to know this question? This question is in the Gemara in Tainus, a story that happened with Rav. And if you look on the second page, the Gemara in Tainus, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, Rav goes ahead and comes to a place. First, the Gemara brings down that Hal on Rosh Chodesh is not Minat Torah. If you take a look at, right like by that green stick over there, Amarav Zoyse Meretz, Hal on Rosh Chodesh is not Minat Torah. Dom Rav Yechnam Shem Rav Shem Ben Yehoi Tzuk, Shemay Nasri Yem Shana, 18 days in the year, Yachr Gem Rav Hem HaHal. The Yachid does howl. Ve'elu hein shemayin et me'achag, 8 days of Sukkot, shemayin et me'achanukah, 8 days of Chanukah, v'yantum rishon shel Pesach, the first day of Yantum of Pesach, v'yantum shel Atzeres, and the Yantum of Atzeres, Shavuos, v'gayla, eshem ve'echer yom, and in Galus is 21 days. Why 21 days? Ve'elu hein tishrei et me'achag, we have extra Yantum Sheni, shemayin et me'achanukah, v'shnei yom rishonim shel Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, with yantum shel Atzeres, and the 2 days of Shavuot. So we have extra days on Yom Tov Sheni. Rav Ikul Bavel. Rav comes to Bavel. What did he see in Bavel? Chazinu, the Kakaru Alela Breish Yarcha. They're saying Reish Chodesh. They're saying, how on Reish Chodesh? They want to stop them. He's like, what are you doing, people? What are you doing? Sarv Lafzakinu. He thought to stop them. Kiva the Chazal, the Kamadal Gidalugi, since he saw them skipping, hey, he says, I'm a minute, I'm going to say, it's a minute. It's a minute. It's a minute to say how. They saw them specifically skipping, meaning Rav seemed to be bothered by the fact that they weren't skipping. Says the Gemara, Kivan, and then the Gemara ends off, Tana, Yachid la Yaskel, a Yachid should not start reading, how, from Hiskel Gemara, if he starts, he should finish. And that's a very, very big machlekes, how to understand that. A yachid shouldn't do it. Meaning this minug of Hal on Rosh Chodesh seemingly is only by a yachid. By a tzibur, but by a yachid shouldn't do it.
At all, not even half.
But if he starts, not even half, but if he starts, he should finish. This is what the words of the Gemara.
Yachid should not say Hal.
Rashi says he doesn't have to start in it. Sarach lahaskel. It's a good question how exactly to understand this next part of Yachid, but we see when it comes to a Yachid, it's different than a Tzibur. But in the Tzibur, it's a minhag. So I have a question for you. If a minhag you don't make a bracha on, then what should the halacha be when it comes to halal on Rosh Chodesh? We just got finished saying that halal on Rosh Chodesh. You don't make you don't make a bracha. So halal on Rosh Chodesh, which according to this Gemara is a minug, so you shouldn't make a bracha.
What's the
Vitzivanu? You don't say Vitzivanu. I'm adding on.
Would you get that?
According to Rashi, on a minug you don't make a bracha. Rashi in Sukkah says, on a minug you can't say Vitzivanu. There's no Vitzivanu. Rashi says there's no Vitzivanu. Those are the word of Rashi. In the word of Rashi, Rashi says, really? Minig Nevi'im, you don't make a bracha on, you can't say Vitzivanu. I would say Kol Shekein this Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't. Chai Gaid Chayim Alachi are from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. They are the last ones. So now, come along the Rambam, just before I get the attacked more. It's a fine. I already got attacked tonight. Thank you. Let's read the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah right under this Gemara in Tainus. You want to see it inside? It's worthwhile. Why not? Okay. This is on, if you take a look at 2 Gimel. The Rambam says, in Perak Gimel Halacha Zayin, Rambam starts off saying like this, if you make it another day, you finish the halal b'echad v'asher yom, you do it 21 days. He says over the Gemara, 9 days of Yom of Sukkot, which means that Yom Chanukah, Shnei Yom Shal Pesach, and 2 days of Pesach. Shnei Yom Shal Tzer, 2 days of Shavuos, Avol Rosh Chodashim, Rosh Chodesh, Kriyas HaHal, Minug ve'ein a mitzvah. On Rosh Chodesh, it's a minug and it's not a mitzvah. Minug zeh betzibur, this minug is only betzibur, l'fikach kairim bedilug. Ve'ein mevarchan alav, you don't make a bracha on it. She'ein mevarchan ala minug. You don't make a bracha on a minug, says the Rambam.
So
Sfardim do not make a bracha on halal. Bang, just like that. And it's coming from a clear Gemara, Rambam. And then the Rambam ends off, v'yachr la'ikar klal. You're not betzibur, don't say halal at all. But if you start, you finish.
So
what?
Idu Mizrach, when they do halal on Moshe Kodesh.
No bracha. Okay? Now, is that wild? Do you make a bracha on halal before halal?
Yeah?
Yeah? You think? Bottom don't. That's what we're saying over here.
Bottom don't do a bracha before halal. That's good.
Yeah, it's very, very, very important piece of information to know. But when it comes to halal and Rosh Chodesh, you don't do it. Take a look, if you could, we have over here the Mechaber and Beis, Tavchav Beis Beis, it's on page, it says 8. So if you go to, it's really the second to last page. I know it could be confusing because we're going straight to the Shulchan Aruch. We saw the Rambam that says, don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh because it's a minhag. Here comes the Mechaber, which is the second part. On it says 8, you had 8 gimel, you had 8 aleph, 8 beit, 8 gimel. It says like this: V'kairin hal b'dilah. This is speaking about on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you say hal by skipping ben yachar beit zibur. The yesh emr. Some people say, which is the Rambam, she'atzimah mevarchan ala b'tchilah l'kroyas hal. No, not the Rambam. You make l'kroy ulavsoiv yalucha va'yachar enem mevarch lov yachar doesn't make a bracha. Some people say Ram says you don't make a bracha. This is what we do in all, not to make a bracha. And the Ramah brings down no. But however, okay. So we have a machlokes over here. Do you make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh?
Also,
if the yachid says it, that's true. But we're not getting into that yet. We just have to establish a minug coming straight from the Gemara. It seems very clearly that you should not make a bracha on it. Why? Because you don't make a bracha on a minute. And Rosh Chodesh is a minute. As simple as that. Rosh Chodesh, Howl, is a minute. That's what Rav said, minute of the same day. Now, I have a question for you. Did Rav see them make a bracha or not? What did he see them do? Like, did he come to shul on time to see them do it? So he knew they didn't make a bracha? So what was his question? Why would he stop them then? I'm asking you a simple question over here. So he didn't know. So did they make a bracha or did not? According to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha on any minhag. By the way, do you know, can anybody tell me any other minhag that Chazal call a minhag? Do you know that Yom Tov Sheni, the Gemara says, we know the calendar, we know the second day is not Yom Tov. We know the second day is not Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom Arichta. But the second day Yom Tov is Yom Tov Sheni. Not Yom Tov, but it's minhag of saying it will be a Deinu. That's what the Gemara brings in Be'ah. Isn't that interesting? We make a bracha on that.
There's no malacha done that day. That's a good.
But why do we make a bracha on it? It's a minute. The Gemara calls it a minute.
Because Gemara
the second day of Yom Tov. Yeah, but the Gemara says second day Yom Tov.
Second day Yom Tov.
But it is a minute.
Not allowed to do malacha.
But it's a minute.
Stronger one. I mean,
the Gemara calls it minute. Okay, so you're making a difference. You're making a difference in levels of minute. Okay, you could do that. You could so do that. Do you know who brings this question down? The Ran brings this question down, and the Brisker Rav brings this question down on the Ran.
There are other things we do on the second day Yontif that's also minhag, so it'll be like a minute.
The whole second day Yontif, no. The whole second day Yontif is a minute. The whole second day Yontif is a minute. Because we know the calendar. It's very, very clear. We know the calendar very clear, but we... Don't worry, this is that's a real Gehenna if you don't if you're not what's the goal. Yeah, because that's the carbonis. We have right, but the Gemara says in Erechin, because it's chalak b'karbonis sam, the fact that you have a different carbon every day, that's enough to be mechayim. So now Paisus. No, that was a sfeika of the yom, it was a suffix of the rice. We keep it. It's true. That's exactly what the Gemara says. But the bottom line is, we're keeping it because of the minhag. The minhag was to keep it. Now, Tosfos in three places speaks about should you make a bracha or not. What we're going to do for the next 5 minutes of the shiur, the last 5 minutes of the shiur, what we're going to do is we're going to learn the Tosfos in Sukkah. Because the Tosfos in Sukkah, although it's the largest Tosfos, but it has the most information in it. It's on 4, and this is the place where it was brought, Yesod Nevi'im or Minhag Nevi'im. Tosfos on the third line brings down, Upirish Bekuntres, and we're going to read Tosfos calmly, nothing to be nervous, easy Tosfos, we'll just read it down. We'll tell you over what it says. Upirish Bekuntres, the Nafkamina, the Itakanahi, by a bracha. I remember when we were talking about the Arava. Remember talking about that Arava? If it's Yesod Nevi'im or Minhag Nevi'im. If it's Minhag, you won't make a bracha on it. That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos brings down Rashi. The takana hi by a bracha. If it's a takana from the Nevi'im, so then you need a bracha. The Minhag alai by a bracha. The lekel meim of the tzivanu. You don't say v'tzivanu, the Minhag ba'alma. It's a regular, just a simple Minhag. Shen hin ginu, that we accustom ourselves. Shen hin ginu ab. Don't have that lav, that iser of not listening to the rabbis. We see Besamach that he banged on the ground, he didn't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on Hal on Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minute. And then Tosfos goes around and brings down the whole story with Rav. Okay? And he says, we see it's a minute. However, Tosfos disagrees with this. Tosfos holds, no. I am not agreeing to this. By the way, the Rambam was passing, you don't make a bracha. Right? You don't make a bracha on Hal and Rosh Chodesh. And Tosfos says, no, you're wrong.
Tosfos argues with
Rav? Not Rav. No. Can't argue with Rav. So Tosfos says, not like that. Tosfos brings down Rabbeinu Tam. So if you skip a bunch of lines, there's a little tiny ches with a like half a parenthesis in middle. Right after that word vasikin. It's right by like the Rabbeinu Hananel part. Yeah. So right underneath Rabbi, the whole thing is not arrived from our Rav. No way. Of course you can make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. There's no proof from our Rav Lahal. The Rav ain't El Tiltal. What are you doing when it comes to our Rav? You're moving it. Yay, what are you doing? You're not doing anything. That's not even considered, that's not a minug. V'chim do'av takanti yel minug, lech hashiv l'mikveh le'bracha. Aval kriyas ha'halil? Lech ha'ora mikar v'teirah. Halil? Bash bazaar. It's not any less than reading in the Torah. And it says, Taisus, I'll bring you a raya. And the Kav is saying, the proof is, Ashkechan, the mevracha meshnei yam tovim shel golius. You make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, that's also a minug. Vein el minug ba'alma k'dizu parakam de'beya. The Gemara brings down in Beya that it's a minug. So Taisus says, of course you make a bracha on a minug. Of course you do. A rava doesn't even come to it. It's nothing. You're just moving it. You're not doing anything. So Taisus says, of course you do. Minug is a big thing. This is what Rabbeinu Tam brings down. So Rabbeinu Tam is looking at minhagim as in a different light. There's a minug and there's a minug. Moving something five times, that's like a thing, nice thing that the rabbis instituted a minute to do. Rava, by the way, obviously you have to do that. But that's like, that's not, you don't make a bracha on that. That's, but a real minug, like Yom Tov Sheni, a real minug, like Halal Rosh Chodesh, oh, of course you make a bracha over that. This is, now it's a big machlokes. The Rambam is saying, all minhagim are the same. So far, we're going to see. Perhaps we're going to say a different verb. Oh. According to Rabbeinu Tam, could you say the Tzivanu on the minug? Seems like according to Rabbeinu Tam, yes.
It seems Rabbeinu Tam, there are different levels of minhag.
Seemingly, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a level of minhag. And minug used to say a brachon. Now, Tosfos immediately says like you. And this is the last piece we're going to say. We'll review and we'll be done. We'll continue it on next week. Yeah, tonight we're going to do it a little bit short. So Tosfos, no proof. Because you don't say Vitzivanu on the second day of Yom Tov. Listen to what he says. Umiyu ein mizer raya. No proof. Rabbeinu Tam is a little shaky. The time of the aim of Baruch Ma'arav, the reason why you don't make a bracha on Arav, Laman Damar Minag Navim, Shundle Efshalem Rav Vitzivanu, you can't say Vitzivanu. Ubeit Yom Tov Shal Galius ein Bahem Vitzivanu. You don't have Vitzivanu over there. Yom Tov Sheni, what Vitzivanu do you have? The only time you have it is by Kiddush. You don't have it, El Kiddush. You have Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. You say Vitzivanu there. Vaskar Sayyim Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, Betzvilo, Berchas Amazon. You don't have the word Vitzivanu. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, look at the second day of Yontif. You make, over there, second day of Yontif, you make a bracha, and it's a minug. So Tosfos says, yeah, you do. But that bracha is not a bracha of Vitzivanu. So let's take this a step. Rabbeinu Tam is saying, of course you make a bracha. What are you talking about? It's a big difference when you go ahead and shake something five times. You know what the proof is? The proof is from the fact that the second day Yontif, what do you do by the second day Yontif? You make a bracha. So it's a proof that of course you make a bracha on a minute. You see a chashev of a minute, you make a bracha. Therefore, Reish Chodesh, you have to make a bracha on Reish Chodesh. The Rambam clearly didn't hold like that. He passed like that. Shulchan Aruch passed like that. Rabbeinu Tam, who we, the Ashkenazim, go like, say, of course you make a bracha on a minute. And a proof is from the second of Yontif. Come along twice and says, you don't make a Vesivanu there. You don't make a You're right, you may make a bracha on a very strong minute, but do you make a Vesivanu? We don't have a Vesivanu. And if you don't have a Vesivanu, so you don't say Vesivanu on a minute, and therefore when it comes to Hallel on Reish Chodesh, you can't say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvot of Vitzivanu. What Tosfos is talking about? Tosfos is asking Rabbeinu Tam. You want to know what the Kashan Tosfos is? There is one Vitzivanu we make on the second day of Yom Tov. Tosfos, there's a problem with Tosfos. There is one Vitzivanu. That Vitzivanu was on Matzah. Al-Achilas Matzah, you do make on the second day of Yom Tov. So, yeah? The Ran doesn't ask on that. Interesting. Because over there, you might have a mitzvah all 7 days, even a Chol HaMoed, to make a leisha. It's not specific to Yontif. But al achilas matzah, we only do it for a set. We don't make it the rest of Yontif. You just make HaMoed Selechem and Aretz. So, frak the Ran on Tosfos. Wait, you do make a mitzvah on the second of Yontif. So we do see Rabbeinu Tam is good. Rabbeinu Tam is rocking solid. Rabbeinu Tam says, you see, you make a bracha on a minik, and you do make a bracha on a minik, and you see the tivanu on a minik, the second the yantiva al chilas mata. So of course you can make a minik, a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. We have this huge machlokes. Do you make a bracha on a minik or not? The Rambam says you don't. The Rambam has a Gemara that says, and a Rashi. The Rambam, we see, Rambam is not having Rashi. The Rambam is seeing from the Gemara, you don't make a bracha on a minik neviim. You don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Beautiful. Rav didn't. But Rabbi Natan is saying, you do. Big machlekes, we have to be able to explain how both of them work. Big machlekes, how are we going to be able to explain this? This is where the Priskarov is going to come in, and he's going to be able to give an idea to understand how to look at the minute, how to look at a bracha. And once you understand the minute and the way the bracha works, then you have a clarity in the whole sugya. But let's make a quick review. Gemara says, Arava, Minug. Rashi, no bracha, no vitzivanu. Rambam, Minug, no bracha. Says the Rambam, Minug, no bracha, seeming like Rashi. No bracha on Hal and Rosh Chodesh. We have Rav also. We see Rav says, Hal and Rosh Chodesh is a Minug, no bracha. Rambam's camp. Rabbeinu Tam, of course you do. Arav is different. You have second day yant if you make a bracha. So we see you make a bracha on a minug. What's Rambam going to do with that? We have to know. And yes, you do make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Nafkamina, Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Sfardim go like the Rambam. Ashkenazim go like Rabbeinu Tam. And now we have to give an explanation of why did the Rambam say this way and why did Rabbeinu Tam say this way. But for that, Emirat Hashem, we're going to wait till next week. A bracha you sing of Al Mithil Sidayim here. But it's not a minute, that's a takana. So, and have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Thank you.